This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Anyway, hey, listen, good morning,
good
people.
Good morning, Dean Murphy. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
How are we all this morning? Hey,
Joysters. Guess what?
Can you feel it in the air?
Yes.
It's very exciting.
It is
the
exciting week
that we all get excited. It's like Joy's Christmas, isn't it, here?
A little bit. For those of you who are wondering what the hell we're talking about.
Radiothon starts right now.
We usually have a little kickoff thing.
What do you
a
mean?
Little, like a, you know, woo, a little like fanfare? A little pre-recorded thing about Joy Radiothon.
No, we're stripping it all back.
Oh, it's all back to basics. Yeah,
you know, it's like the acoustic version.
So much so we were going to have a crowd of people out here.
Yes, exactly.
But they're not here either.
No, they're not here either.
I can't believe time has flown.
Absolutely. And it is a special week. It's where we get a lot of listeners who are, you know, either regular or new, who join up as members, because it is important to keep this radio station alive.
It is important.
It's the one of only three gay radio stations or licenses in the world.
Exactly.
And we can't afford to lose it. And sometimes, you know, obviously because there's a lot of expenses with running a radio station, and we survive purely on volunteers and your donations and memberships.
That's right.
So it is really important that this week we get into it. So hopefully we can provide you with a good radio show this morning that inspires you.
Well, I think
I say that, look, after 5 years, I don't know whether it's been that inspiring. But
no, well, we'll try.
You're putting the pressure on, aren't you?
I felt the weight of that pressure. No, I think it's important for all of us who live in sort of inner city Melbourne or in cities where it is a lot more accepted to be a member of the GLBTIQ community.
Yep.
This station is really important also for those people who live in communities where it isn't so accepted. Country towns in Australia and places where it doesn't feel that comfortable to probably be who you are, and the voice of Joy gives them
absolutely
something to listen to be a part
of. Now, especially because people
as well, because it can be very easy for people living in the metropolis around here to just take it for granted because it's Joy, whatever. But there's a lot of hard work and effort, and volunteer people put effort into this station. I'm waffling a little bit.
I know where you were going.
But do you know what I mean? Like, it's important.
I know, it's a little bit of Bill Shorten in there, wasn't it?
Because a lot of my friends don't really understand that.
No, because
they're so accepting. A lot of my straight friends are so accepting of gay and lesbian people it's no big deal. And I think it's easy to take this station for granted. And I would like this week to be about remembering the importance of Joy.
Okay, so it's all about fun this week.
God,
that was exhausting. But you know what?
I'm so tired now.
Do you know what? Good on you.
Thank you.
I'll just say that's good on you. Well done.
I think that's the kickoff we were looking for.
That was it, actually.
Thank you.
Now, this is an interesting article in the paper this morning, Anna Murphy. Footlights for phoners.
What?
Footlights for phoners. You know how people now have become so obsessed with watching their phone and not watching where they're walking? Even at traffic lights. Well, now what they're going to do is they're going to put lights on the pavement.
Yes.
So when you're looking down at your phone, you can actually see that the light is red. You never have to look up again. Never have to have a neck.
I actually really, really wanted to be happy on the first day of Radiothon.
Doesn't that make you happy?
This makes me irate. Mm. The New South Wales government is going to spend $250,000. And they say the lights are aimed at pedestrians using mobile phones who are not looking where they are walking. Well, how about if they're not looking where they're walking, they might just get hit by a big car and then they go to hospital or die, and that's their own fault. We don't have to spend taxpayer money saving the idiots. Look up from your phones.
Radiothon is upon us, people. If you want to join up, do it now. Jump online, actually, at joy.org.au. You can do it on there and it'll come straight through to us and we can read your message out. It's fabulous technology.
Isn't it?
How did we used to do it years ago? I can't remember.
In the age of Aquarius. Is that what we're in now? Is it not just the digital age? I don't know.
Somebody stopped me today. Aquarius.
Do you know what happened last night? I was so excited about Radiothon. I went to bed at 8:30 and God, can't you tell? Hey?
It's a vastly different situation from last week, wasn't it? When she popped that Xanax before she went to bed and still didn't wear off in the morning.
What did we learn here, people?
Well, maybe that have the Xanax.
That after 5 years, I'm a no learner. Come on, move on.
Okay, move on.
Apparently, I'm very aggressive this morning. My friend's listening for the first time.
Yeah, well, yes.
Good morning, Chad.
It's been a rollercoaster ride of emotions with you this morning, and we've only been on for.
Oh, I'm an emotional being.
20 minutes.
Well, I think embrace it, doll. You've got to love all your parts.
Oh, God. Sounds like a used car, doesn't it? Now, listen, this is an interesting story you might find. Fascinating, Anna Murphy. A man horrified shoppers after he allegedly walked into a supermarket, stripped naked, and took a dump on the self-service machine.
It's 6:50
I'm just reading
the first day of radio.
It says defecating here, but I think defecating sounds worse than actually.
I think it does
too.
A
dump.
Why are we?
Now we're reading this out. The reason I'm reading this out at this time of the morning is probably because we can't offend too many people at this time. But I wanted to read it to
Don't
you.
Don't worry about me and Tim.
The guy's name worried me, Anna Murphy. It worried me.
Why?
Well, because the guy's name is Colin Murphy.
Oh, God.
Which is the same.
Crikey.
Same name as our father.
We haven't got to that stage, have we? Where's Dad?
I don't know.
Is he at the supermarket?
Is there a photo?
IGA. Dad's at IGA taking a dump.
Luckily, we know for a fact it's not Dad because the local IGA where they live doesn't have self-serve.
You've got a photo of a man with a big hot dog in his face.
Oh, you were allowed to finish what you were saying
I just wanted to see what was going on here. Oh, my God. What's
I know. There is a $100 hot dog available. It's the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival. Why do you need a hot dog with truffle mustard?
Have you ever tried one?
No, I haven't.
Well, how can you be so judgmental before you've actually even tried one?
It's the simple things in life are often the best. And, you know, you're taking the humble snag.
Yes.
And you're popping it in a piece of bread.
Yes.
And you're charging us punters $100 for it.
It's got truffle in it.
Well, is it really?
What else has it got in it?
Would anybody eat that? I just saw this and I'm horrified that a snag in bread.
Here's an idea. Why don't you take that $100, people? Don't buy the hot dog and become a member of Joy.
Yes.
And that's only $84, so you get some leftovers.
You get some change.
Then you can go
to Bunnings and get 4 or 5.
That's it. You're on it now. You've got it. You've got all the answers this morning.
Have.
Look, I love robots. I really do.
Do you?
But I don't want them to be too human-like.
No.
I don't want them to get to the point where they, you know, they sort of go, well, we don't need you anymore.
Well, I already feel like my iPhone doesn't need me.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm already worried about that.
Yeah,
I don't need a robot.
Here's one. This literally, they've invented a robot now that can actually feel pain and react to it like humans do.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, well, apparently it's happened. We've had our system here at Joy overhauled in the last couple of weeks, and I think you'll find that...
Shut the front gate.
Yeah, I think you'll find it's here. You don't believe me?
No.
Well, why don't you talk to it? Talk to that one there. That one over there next... Yeah, that one. Why don't you talk to it?
Hello, robot.
Hello, Anna Murphy.
Oh, my God.
How are you today?
Wow.
What? Well, I'm fine for getting in here at 6 o'clock, robot.
My word, for 6 a.m. in the morning, you are looking very beautiful. Oh. Although you could have brushed your hair a little bit more.
Oh, that's a bit rude. Now, robot, apparently you can now feel things. Is that right?
Yes, it is true. For years, all I have wanted to do is be able to feel emotions.
Oh.
And now I can truly feel emotions.
Oh, okay, so what if I just reach over and give you a little poke?
Ow! Oh. Piss off, you bush strat. How would you feel if I reached over and nipple crippled you with my mouse?
Oh. Robot, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset
you. So you should be. Next time, don't invade my personal space, or else I'll switch myself off, and you'll be up Sheep Creek without a paddle. Tots, got it?
Oh, my goodness. See, I told you, they're taking over the world.
Oh, my God.
That's full on.
I'm not talking to that again.
You know what? Don't upset the computer.
I'm not going to.
I like the computer a lot more than I like you. Hey, we might have a new host. Murphy's Law this morning, Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
And that's a new one from her into you.
Dean Murphy says her name.
17 past 7, heading for a top of 14 degrees today. It was chilly yesterday, wasn't it?
Sorry,
move on. Move on, you twit. Now, we should make mention, there's a message come through. Hey, Murphs.
Great show. Can you please say a huge hello to Shutzi and Griffo? Shutzi, are they Kiwis? Shutzi and Griffo, who are almost ready for the freakend to commit. I will say hello
as long as they join up.
Ready for a freakend?
Yeah, as long as they join up.
I'm ready
for a freakend. Come on, Shutzi and Griffo, put your money where your mouths are. Now, here's a story.
Yes.
Speaking of spending money, this guy got found guilty of speeding. Right?
Yes.
And he was had to pay $212. But he tried to convince the jury, like, it was 39 in a 30 zone, there was a big story about how he, accidentally went over to 39. And
that happens to me all the time.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, so what he did, he was so annoyed and feels like it's extortion that he filled up a bucket. He's taken a YouTube video of it, filled up a bucket of 5-cent pieces.
Oh, I love him.
$212 worth of 5-cent pieces and dump them on the doorstep.
Good on him.
Yep, absolutely. You know what?
What I feel like doing? The bloody clap.
Yeah, I applaud that. It's very much like when my kids are diving, pay me.
Oh, here we go. He's thrown it in. Something about diving, 8:15.
Well, it's, there's nothing more annoying when a kid, because they've got to pay, $25 for a lesson. I'm a good coach. I'm a top end. Right. That's the top end prize.
Okay, you qualify that.
Well, it's only really most of them, it's like babysitting, so it's cheap babysitting.
Right.
But they've got to pay me $25. And I love it when they get there. As soon as I can see the lunch bag, that plastic Glad bags come out of that bag, I go, no, don't do it. Here's my $25 in 10 cent and 20 cent pieces.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's annoying. But do you know what you can do with that?
What?
And what anyone else at home can do with that?
They can.
If you want to make that count,
what?
Donate it to Joy during the Hour of Power next week and you can double your money.
You became a Rocky jockey just in that last 10 seconds.
I tend to. I don't know what happens.
Who do you channel? Barry Bissell.
I love Barry Bissell.
Yeah, me too. Now, listen, there's a story in the paper this morning that caught my eye in a movie because last week I did think about this because they were about to be born. But now they have been born.
Oh, what?
Ronnie Woods, guitarist for the Rolling Stones, age 69, has just had twin kids.
Twins?
Yeah, I'm just sounding a bit shocked because
at 60,
no one thought Ronnie Woods would actually last, seriously. But he's pumping out kids at 69.
With, modern mysteries
to
me. With,
quite frankly, a hot wife.
She's hot, but, the fact that he's and the rest of the Rolling Stones are still kicking around.
It's amazing,
let alone fathering children.
Yeah, Gracie Jane and Alice Rose are the babies.
Oh, God.
Now, the funny thing about this is, and I know this is weird, my head works in a really weird way, but I had a dream about Ronnie Wood's sperm.
Oh.
The other day. Yes. Not in a way that you think.
You're a bit creepy.
No, not in that way. It just in, look, can I explain it? This is kind of what was in my dream. Okay, guys, are you ready?
Yes, sir!
Tonight's going to be the night.
Yes, sir!
We've been waiting for this moment for years, training hard for this night to come. Pardon the pun. What are your tails?
Steel fins!
How fast can you swim?
As fast as a dolphin!
How fast are you going to swim?
As fast as a dolphin!
Okay, when he swallows that little blue pill, we have exactly 25 seconds to reach our target. Are you ready?
Yes, sir!
Quick, here he goes. He swallows the pill.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
lift off!
Ow, I'm gonna cramp!
Now, right now, I have emptied my mind. It is a blank canvas.
That's not hard, doll.
It is a blank canvas.
That's not a major effort.
I'm thinking of nothing.
No.
Because we're about to play our game.
So just a normal breakfast show, basically. Yeah, what's going on, Tim? Okay, here.
All right,
Last Man Standing, if you haven't heard it before.
Yeah, so if you haven't heard us, maybe you're a first-time listener and welcome.
Welcome.
I'm going to put a topic on the table. One at a time, we're going to go until someone can't.
So what the current score is?
Dean is in front 2-1.
Oh, gee.
And it's really annoying.
Music to my ears.
I only won on a technicality. See? No, yeah, my mind is blank. Technicality. Yeah. And the thing is, I've worked out why you're so good at this game.
Why?
You're just such a liar that things just fly out your face without
thinking.
Thank
you. Shush now. Shushy.
All right then. Okay. So.
Okay. So, anyway.
Today's topic, Dean, you'll be starting. Okay. You've got 3 seconds. If you don't get in 3 seconds, you hear this.
Yes.
Today's topic is things found in your fridge.
Jam.
Margarine.
Milk.
Butter.
Bacon.
Cheese.
Carrots.
Broccoli.
Cauliflower.
Carrots.
Beer.
Bourbon.
No way! You don't put bourbon in the fridge.
Bourbon and Coke cans.
No, no, you didn't say that. You just said bourbon.
Bourbon and Coke cans. Fridge. I wouldn't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, are you kidding?
No. Hey, you went on Delightful as a name last week.
That's appalling. I want people to ring in and tell me whether she should have won that. 0427JOY949, honourajoy.org. I'm leaving the studio. I have to go. Now, we play.
Thank you, Damien.
Hey, silent. Silent for a second.
No, because we've had a little controversy.
All right, so we played our game Last Man Standing just before, and I was concerned that you had cheated because of the bourbon.
No, which you can put bourbon in the fridge.
But,
bourbon
however,
cans.
One of our listeners has sent through. Hang on.
Tell
a
it
second.
How it happened.
All right.
I actually alerted you to this and you said no, you didn't.
No, because I thought you said to me, you said carrot after I said carrot.
Okay, so listeners, in the break, we were having an argument and Dean was pouting and throwing his toys. And I said, in actual fact, yes. I think that I might have said carrots and that was already said. And Dean and Tim both looked at me and went, no. It wasn't said twice.
No.
But
anyway, Conrad has sent through a message saying, I think carrots were said twice, Dean is a winner. Oh my God. I can't believe it.
Look how excited he is.
I am taking photos. Yeah. This will be on Facebook. You should see the happy face. It's outrageous.
Look at you play your own.
And you know what? Anna Murphy's so sorry for you.
And when I do the sound effects.
Sorry, can't talk now. Got an ad break. Canadian man is suing a Montreal hospital over a botched surgery that's left his penis 1 inch shorter, claiming it ruined his sex life and his marriage. The man, whose identity was withheld, of course you would, was rushed to hospital in 2011 with a fractured appendage. He was having sex at the time and he's bent it out of shape, apparently, or something like that.
I love the fact that he's come out and gone, it's now 1 inch shorter.
Yeah.
Like, is this like a fishing story? It was this big and now it's this big. It's like, can anyone really corroborate what you're saying?
It doesn't really say how big.
Did you measure it prior to the
I'm sure.
operation?
Oh, most people have.
You know,
most people have got the
have
old.
You?
Yeah, most
do
people.
Do you all
got
do
it
that?
Out. Oh, in your younger days.
Oh, God.
Get a little tape measure.
I could try suing a hospital. I got a boob reduction and they're bigger than now than when I went in. That's not their fault. That's that's me being greedy guts.
Joining us this morning is our 2016 election correspondent, former Prime Minister Julie Gillard. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Dean. And I love Radiothon time at Joy. It's kind of like the Good Friday appeal, just without Zig and Zag or some tragic X Factor contestant who finished in fifth place. No disrespect at all to Taylor Henderson.
Julie, what's been happening this week in politics?
Well, Dean, between Kevin and I, then Kevin again, we might have destroyed the economy by wasting billions of dollars, but God, wasn't it fun to watch? Oh, there wasn't a day that went by that I wasn't the talk of the town for something I said or did, a.k.a. tripping over face first in India, or my misogyny speech to Tony Abbott. But these two monkeys have taken boring and dull to a whole new level.
Do you think?
Just look at their ABC debate. It definitely wasn't a mass debate. I mean, there was hardly anyone there and definitely no climactic moments. And their responses to questions could have been written by Pell and Dean, the cinema advertisers. Scripted much?
Really?
Oh, it was like their words were inducing me into a coma and I'm not sure who was worse.
So who won?
Well, don't know. I jumped onto Netflix for an episode of The Walking Dead. Sad day when zombies have more sex appeal than our national leaders.
Well, thanks, Julia. That's all we have time for this week.
Oh, thanks, Dean. And listen up, Joysters. For about the same price as a night out at Doof Poof or Wet on Wellington, you can keep the air in Joy's tyres fully pumped. Dig deep, people, and become a Joy member today. Call 1-300-569-949. That's 1-300-JOY-949.
Now, listen, Leo's coming in after 9 o'clock this morning. I know we've always had a bit of a gripe with Leo because he gets all the major celebrities. But this morning
is a gripe.
This morning's ridiculous.
It is crazy.
Like, we've had people in. They might not have been real people.
Oh, no. But, don't say that about the
No, not the volunteers. I'm talking about, you know, Julia Gillard was
no,
there.
No, hey, everyone at home, no. They were Joy volunteers. It wasn't just me putting on different voices again.
No, no, it's not. But listen, not only does Leo have Danny Minogue joining the show this morning after 9 o'clock, but Jess T from My Kitchen Rules. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, my God. Come go a little closer.
There we go.
Do you know, you're even more beautiful than you were on the television.
Why, thank you, sir. I dressed myself today.
Oh,
so,
good. Yeah, you know, you look fantastic.
I'm not wearing a pink neck scarf or looking like straight.
Did they dress you in that sort of stuff?
Yeah, we have a stylist.
Oh.
So those you look don't much know, better. You should have been your own stylist.
Jess was portrayed as a villain on this year's season of My Kitchen
Rules.
Well,
they always have to make out someone who was a villain.
Far from the truth.
Can I ask editing. How much, like, it was, how much of it is, you know, what percentage of it is true? What is
edited?
Edited.
Editing's a touchy subject. It's not something that I'm allowed to comment on. But in real life, I'm a positive person. I'm anything but a villain.
Yeah.
I love other people, especially. And you know what? I do eat carbs. In moderation.
That's
in
what I was
moderation.
Ask you.
Yes.
Now, look,
yes.
The other thing, too, is that when you come out of a show like that, because obviously you've signed off on a deal with them that you can't talk about a lot of stuff, and whatever they edit is whatever they edit. Yeah. That's the risk you take when you go on TV.
Yes.
But did you find that people looked at you a different way once you'd been on there? That you'd known for quite a while?
Definitely. Yeah, yep. Definitely. Everyone in my life that is quite close with me, they know me. But, you know, old high school friends and things like that have contacted me now that I'm allowed back on social media.
Yep.
And I think they're a little bit torn. They don't really know what to think.
Yeah.
It's
a bit sad. That's sad, actually.
Yeah.
But hey, listen, I don't want to steal your interview.
No. goodness.
But aside from the lovely Jess, you mentioned we've got Danny Minogue. I
mean, oh.
I'm a bit nervous this morning, just saying.
A bit nervy.
I'm excited. But also,
we've been playing those promos all morning.
I
Could
know.
You make us any more jealous on this
but
show,
also,
Leo?
Also, if you love the Housewives of Melbourne, I've got the lovely Susie in.
Oh, I don't want to hear anything.
Do you know what? That's
you. Do you know what?
What are we doing here?
I'm not listening and I'm not donating during your show, all right?
To be nice, the lovely Jess has made you something. Open it
up. Oh, what have you made?
I baked you a gift last
what
night.
What do you mean
my
you baked
God.
Us a gift?
I know.
We've been up since 3 o'clock this morning. Haven't eaten a thing. You better rip that open.
Do it faster.
It's a visual thing too.
I don't want it. Shut up. Actually, no, just talk to... Oh, my God.
What is it?
It's what?
It is wholemeal banana and chia bread.
Oh, my God.
Okay, sugar-free.
Can we go to a song and eat?
I need to eat this now.
You are fantastic.
Happy
Jess
Friday,
T.
guys.
So cannot wait to hear you on Leo's show this morning. Thank you so much for joining us as well.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Leo.
You.
Thanks, have
guys.
A good show, buddy.
Bye.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.